Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show follows the career of actor Peter Falk, forever known for his creation of the character Columbo. I hope you enjoy the show. That's the Henry Mancini theme tune to the TV series Columbo. It's one of the most well-known TV characters ever created around the world, but few will be aware of the fact that Peter Falk began his career in films as a gangster. At the age of 3, his right eye was surgically removed because of cancer. After graduating from high school, he became a public accountant before trying his hand at acting. He was working in Hartford at the time and drove to Westport, where Eva Le Gallienne, the renowned acting coach, was giving lessons. He quit his job after she recommended him to an agent at William Morris, and he began appearing off-Broadway and then began to get TV roles. His agent warned him not to expect to get far in films with a glass eye. After a couple of small roles, he landed a part in Pretty Boy Floyd, and then a larger role in Murder, Inc. in 1960 as a contract hitman called Abe Relles. This is Sarah Vaughan singing The Awakening.
The Awakening. Brighter than ever before.
He was nominated for an Oscar for his performance in Murder, Inc., and then nominated again in 1961 for his role in Capra's Pocketful of Miracles. Here's the title song, sung here by Frank Sinatra.
Practicality, D doesn't interest me. Love the life that I lead. I've got a pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, one little miracle a day is all I need. T rubbles more or less, B are the me, I guess, when the sun doesn't shine. But there's that pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, the world's a bright and shiny apple that's mine, all mine. I hear sleigh bells ringing smack in the middle of May. I go around like there's snow around. I feel so good, it's Christmas every day. Lee, Ives, a carousel, fee are as I can tell, and I'm riding for free. So if you're down and out of miracles, I've got a pocket full of miracles, and there'll be miracles enough for you. Smack in the middle of May, I go around like there's snow around.
I feel so good, it's Christmas every day.
Lee, Ives, a carousel, fee are as I can tell, and I'm riding for free.
I've got a pocket full of miracles.
But if I had to pick a miracle, favorite miracle of all is you and me.
In 1962, he was in Pressure Point with Sidney Poitier and Bobby Darin, a vastly underrated film by Hubert Cornfield about a black psychiatrist having to deal with a patient with Nazi tendencies. This is the excellent main title, I'm Off the Grass, by Ernest Gold.
Thank you.
In 1963, he made The Balcony with Shelley Winters, which is an offbeat drama about a madam of a brothel in a country caught up in a revolution. This is Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale.
Entre d'Ange et de Neuzy, un soldat qui rentre au pays. Quinze jours de congé qu'il a, marche depuis longtemps déjà. Marche. S'impatiente d'arriver parce qu'il a beaucoup marché.
In 1963 also came It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, starring every name you can think of. And then in 1964, the crime comedy Robin and the Seven Hoods, with Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bob Hope and Sammy Davis Jr., with an excellent collection of songs by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. This is Dean Martin singing Any Man Who Loves His Mother over a game of pool.
Any man who loves his mother is man enough for me. Brightening her hours, sending her flowers, though it's no anniversary. Many men want fame and fortune. It's gold they love to see. But I say a man who loves his mother is man enough for me. Many men love dogs and kittens and pet them constantly. Show me a man who loves his mother as much as she wants to be, and I'll show you a man who's a lot like me.
Don't you just love it? Too Many Thieves in 1966 saw him with Britt Eklund as a crime lawyer on the track of David Carradine, but it's interesting as you can recognise the seeds of the Columbo character beginning to show. In 1969, he made Machine Gun McCain with his good friend John Cassavetes. It was a spaghetti gangster film set in California, again with Britt Eklund and a brilliant cameo by Gina Rowlands, Cassavetes' wife. Falk plays a nasty mobster keen to get a piece of a casino in Las Vegas, and he looks like he's enjoying the role. This is The Ballad of Hank McCain by Ennio Morricone and sung by Jackie Linton.
became. They can lock him up, but they can never, never stop him living up to his name. Life had taught him long ago the simple fact he was on his own. Life had taught him not to count on anyone except himself alone. No one knows better than McCain how to care for number one, how to take and never give. No one knows better than McCain that when all is said and done, that's the only way to live. No one knows better than McCain just how angry you can be when they cage you in with laws. No one knows better than McCain what it means to feel you're free when you know the world is yours.
In 1970, he appeared in another Cassavetes film, Husbands, with Ben Gazzara. Cassavetes was beginning to make his own films, and this one he wrote and directed. They play three friends who lose a common friend. It's up there with all Cassavetes' work, brutal, brooding, thought-provoking, and helped to make him one of the true independent cinema auteurs. It was the fifth film he'd directed, and was financed by the success of his previous film, Faces. Falk had agreed to appear in this film in return for Cassavetes agreeing to appear with him in Mikey and Nicky, written and directed by Elaine May in 1976. It's a powerful film about a man who stole from the mob, Cassavetes, hiding in Philadelphia, who asks a childhood friend, Falk, for help.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is,
that's how deep it goes. If it's real, when somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way through the good or lean years and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. So if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
Columbo had started in 1971 and was such a success that Falk could do whatever he wanted. Hence his interest in Mikey and Nicky and his appearance in A Woman Under the Influence, another Cassavetes production in 1974, which he helped to finance. This is Bo Harwood's theme. The film was nominated for 2 Oscars, Best Actress and Best Director. In between these 2 films, he made an outstanding TV movie called Griffin and Phoenix, co-starring Jill Clayburgh. They play 2 people who meet at a university lecture on the psychology of dying. This is 2 AM Breathe, sung by Anna Nalick.
2 AM and she calls me cause I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, we walked through the door so accusing. Their eyes like they have any right at all to criticize. Hypocrites, you're all here for the very same reason. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, girl. So cradle your head in your hands. since maybe October of last year. Here in town you can tell he's been down for a while, but my God, it's so beautiful when the boy smiles, wanna hold him. Maybe I'll just sing about it, 'cause he can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and lights like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, boys, so cradle your head in your hand. Inside of me, threatening the life it belongs to. And I feel like I'm naked in front of the crowd, 'cause these words are my diary, screaming out loud. And I know that you'll use them however you want to, but you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now. It's saying it if you understand.
Columbo was a runaway success, and Falk continued to pick and choose what films he made. In 1987, he appeared in Wim Wenders' Wings of Desire, a beautiful film set in West Berlin about two angels observing humanity and drawing conclusions. In all, there were 69 Columbo episodes between 1968, when its pilot was shown, and when it finished its 13th season in 2003. I hope this programme has shown that Peter Falk was more than Columbo, much more. This is Angel Fragments by Laurie Anderson from Wings of Desire.